Tunneltown Curling Club was the Western Canadian launching point for a 120-year-old international competition. On Thursday, the Sawa Sen Club hosted the opening draw of the 2023 Strathcona Cup, as five teams from Scotland took on rinks from Tunneltown and the Richmond Curling Club to open the three-week competition. This friendly event began with the first visit of a Scottish team to Canada in 1903. 6 years later, a Canadian team was assembled to return the favour. The president of the Royal Caledonian Curling Club, RCCC, in 1909 was Lord Strathchona, Donald Smith. He was a Scot who immigrated to Canada in his late teens. He earned his fortune in Canada, where he was a commissioner and governor of the Hudson's Bay Company, president of the Bank of Montreal, and twice a member of Parliament. In his later years, Smith returned to Scotland and he eventually commissioned a trophy for competition between Canada and Scotland. The famed Strathcona Cup has scenes etched onto it from both competing countries. It permanently remains in Scotland, regardless of which country wins. The Cup is contested every fifth year, with each country hosting the event every tenth year. Tunneltown had a major role when Canada welcomed the Scottish rinks back in 2013, as one of 11 stops on the BC portion of the competition. Canada captured the 2018 event in Scotland as the 40-member team played 53 draws over 3 weeks to win 1,614 to 1,292. The Canadian contingent included longtime Tunneltown member and current Delta Cown, Dan Boisvert. The seven stops at BC Curling Clubs also included Peace Arch and Royal City on Friday. It continues at Qualicum, January 14, Victoria, January 15, Vernon, January 17, and Kelowna, January 18. The Scottish contingent then moves on to Alberta. There are also teams touring Ontario and Montreal, as well as the Maritimes. In total, 350 games will be played at 85 curling clubs across the country.